to the Dave Grant Show on WDEV FM and AM.
We are back, and I wanted to introduce my next guest. Sandy Roos is the CEO of Central Vermont Home Health and Hospice. She is an accountant by background, actually worked as an accountant in Montpelier for a number of years before moving to CVHH&H and then up the ranks there to president and CPO. CEO, I should say. And Sandy Roos, I want to welcome you to the program this morning. Thanks so much for joining me.
Good morning, Dave. Thanks for having me.
And you have a specific mission you want to tell us about this morning. What's on your plate this week?
I do. I want to recognize Town Meeting Day in Vermont and the critical role that that process plays in helping us serve our community the way we do.
And how is that? What is it about Town Meeting Week that's important to you?
Well, ultimately, so many years ago, towns used to hire town nurses to provide care at home to residents.
Mm-hmm.
And over time, with support from cities and towns we serve, the VNAs were actually able to take over that role.
Right.
And now we provide that care. And we don't only provide it to older adults. It's actually from moms and babies, prenatal, to active adults, to older adults, as well as at end of life. So it's really developed into this broad spectrum of care that actually started out at the town level at one point in time years ago.
Yeah, it's certainly something that is available to anyone of any age who needs to be cared for in their home. I actually had a spill off a ladder several years ago and hurt my back and ended up needing surgery and all that rigmarole and got home and was going to have a few days of not being able to get around very much. And one of your staff members came in, I think it was twice a week for a few weeks or something,
mm-hmm.
and provided some physical therapy and first got me using a walker and then walking without it. And long story short, I'm back up and around and fine these days. But I regard that as a key part of the care that I got, the whole thing, from the spectrum, from the initial appointments to the surgery to that follow-up care by CVHH&H. So.
Right. Absolutely, Dave. And that's a great example of really us being able to provide the broad spectrum of care. You know, kind of going back to that whole, it started with the town nurse and now the VNAs across the state of taking it over. Really, that's our commitment to the community. As a result of that, we feel like we're embedded in the fabric of the Central Vermont community for Central Vermont Home Health and Hospice.
Mm-hmm.
And really, our goal and a lot of what we do is helping individuals stay at home. You know, I know I believe my home is my sanctuary. It's where I feel safe and comfortable.
Yep.
And it's where I want to retreat at the end of a day. You know, and so many people just want to do that. And there is evidence that people heal quicker and better at home. So lots of that, and how the town has really, and that people live in, and how we keep our community intact is really through that process and how it started many, many years ago.
Yeah, that is an interesting thing, and I wonder also whether, you know, your efforts to provide this care at home, and I know that the state has had a huge push, really going back probably 20 years or more now, to get folks not to consider a nursing home as their first option as they age, but to do their aging in their own homes and sometimes with some support, and that can range anything from pretty intensive nursing care and, you know, medication and management and all that stuff, right down to helping out with meals or bathing or whatever else needs.
Right. Absolutely, Dave. Well, I know how, you know, you probably know and many in our community that, you know, our system is kind of built around going into the hospital and then, you know, having some sort of event and then coming out and getting care. And ultimately, overall, we know that people stay in the hospital for a very short time now. So the care that we're providing in the community is pretty intensive. It's kind of the hospital without walls, so to speak.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
Ultimately, we have those individuals that are on care for a short period of time where we work with them. We bring them back from surgery, such
mm-hmm.
as yourself.
Yep.
We get them back to, you know, being able to manage their home environment well and getting back to getting in and out of the house pretty regularly and kind of moving on with their normal lives. And then others we work with, too, to keep them in their home. So ultimately, instead of having to go into a facility, we work, you know, to really provide them some of those activities of daily living type of skills and provide support for them to be able to remain at home and not necessarily have to leave their community to go into a facility. There are times where that's most appropriate, and we support that, and our goal is to work with those facilities and others to make that transition work well.
Yeah. Let me ask you, you have 23 towns or cities and towns in your service area, correct?
Yes, we do.
And is the question on the ballot in all 23 is saying basically, can you chip in some funding for CVHH&H?
Yes, actually, we go to the 23 towns. We have either something that's on the ballot or it's embedded in their budget in the ballot, where some of the towns or cities have community grant programs or town funding programs, etc. And primarily it's put on the ballot, and we go from there.
And what percentage of your annual budget do these municipal contributions make up?
Well, ultimately what happens is the majority of our funding comes from Medicare and Medicaid.
Mm-hmm.
So we kind of know how those insurers pay, which they do what they can, but ultimately they don't cover the cost. So when we go out and do a visit, and then the cost of that associated with it is an operating loss, so it ends up being negative. So we look to those town fundings and fundraising to actually offset those losses every year.
And that is, it makes it sound pretty crucial that you get the funding.
It is very crucial. So from a percentage perspective, it's not a significant expense, because the revenue, the patient service revenue from Medicare and Medicaid are the big dollars.
Yeah.
But ultimately, the role that funding plays is to offset the losses from delivering that care.
I'm guessing that you have a pretty good record over the years. The towns, I've been at town meetings before where you kind of look at whatever the next item is up on the ballot, and you go, do I want to do this? And I go, yeah, I guess we better, because it's an important service after all, and
right.
Somebody's got to pay for it.
That's one of the things that Central Vermont Home Health is really grateful for. Our towns and cities have supported us significantly and consistently. I know ever since I've been an employee, and obviously prior to that,
since
the whole thing transitioned from the town nurse to the VNA system. And because of that, we've been able to provide care to those that are underinsured, uninsured, or just don't have the ability to pay. And that's upwards of $700,000 for this past year.
So you end up with kind of on a list where, as I say, these ballot items you see, and I guess it does vary some from town to town about what gets included in the list and what gets kind of rolled into the larger budget or whatever. But sometimes, and I don't know the specific terminology or legalities here of municipal budgeting, but just by looking at ballots, I've seen items where, are we going to chip in for the Kellogg Hubbard Library in Montpelier? Are we going to chip in for the rec center? Are we going to chip in for? And these things are kind of broken out that you could kind of describe as optional services or things which aren't as directly square on what you think of first in terms of what a town does, as things like the fire department and the roads and
et cetera. Exactly.
And yet when you take a step back just very briefly, you could kind of see very quickly that an outfit like Central Vermont Home Health and Hospice does provide a really important service in your community. Probably, I would give it as much weight as I would give the fire department, in terms of how needed it is by home, et cetera. And so why not?
Right, exactly. So I think it's really about community. When these towns and cities are really looking at how do we keep our community intact? Because ultimately that's the support system we all provide to each other to be able to stay in a position where you're most comfortable in. And I know we know caring for people in their homes is more cost effective. It's a fraction of an inpatient hospital stay. And, more important, being able to provide that one-on-one support, education, and quality care at home. We can give Central Vermonters tools to manage their conditions and maintain their independence. And independence is so critical, especially to those individuals who are aging and healing. And those are the benefits that really keep our communities intact. It prevents being socially isolated and all those things. It keeps us, it keeps individuals connected. Lots of times the individuals providing the care to these individuals in their homes, they live in the community.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know, this funding really speaks to how do we support our community to stay healthy, thriving, and flourishing.
And you obviously need to pay staff to do all this. And I think of, people who are full RNs or physical uh-huh. therapists or whatever, those folks tend to make a pretty good living. But a lot of the people who are the personal care assistants and the kind of, the lower skilled range of jobs that you would have in an organization like this are, they don't pay great, let's be honest. I'm sure you would like to see that change, that you'd like to see folks getting better remunerated, shall we say.
Right, and we certainly know that, by giving people some sort of financial security, being able to provide for their families and all that reduces stress and actually reduces the impact of them having a health condition. So
yeah.
it's all kind of a large circle that loops back to really supporting each other
yeah.
in our community in different ways.
Are you looking for larger contributions from the towns this year? I mean, costs go up all the time. Is this a case?
Right. We do. We are increasing a few. What we do is we actually look at all our towns. We look at the services we provide across the board. We kind of look at an overall per capita cost based on the number of services we provide.
Mm-hmm.
So we really, we don't ask for increases every year because we understand the challenges of
yep.
municipal budgeting.
All right.
They have similar challenges as we do. So.
Well, it takes a village, folks, or it takes a town in some cases.
It absolutely does.
Sandy Roos of CVHHH, I want to thank you so much for joining me this morning. It's great talking with you. Good luck next week.
And thank you, Dave.
All right, we're going to take a break for some bottom of the hour news and be back shortly.